Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 780. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook. But on Fridays, I answer the questions that you send me. And if you want your question answered right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask or call in your question at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now, if you're new here, I'm going to quickly mention my background in case you're wondering, why should I bother sending this guy a question? I call myself Dr. Neil because I do have my doctoral degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I hold 3 faculty positions at various higher education institutions. And I presented research at national conferences and have been featured in over 70 different media publications. All right, enough about me. Let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil. Is it true that machine exercises often don't help with increasing stability as you increase weight? I was told it can be bad to get used to machines because it doesn't include its stability as you utilize the machines. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Chris. I'm really glad you asked about this. I spend so much time discussing free weights and body weight exercises, and so I end up spending very little time discussing resistance training machines. This probably makes me sound like a free weight snob, which I swear I'm not. So let me start by saying that I have no problem with resistance machines. In fact, I used them when I first started getting into strength training and continue to use them for certain exercises. So I'll first talk about why I like them and then mention which free weight exercises I would consider incorporating. So first, the good. I mentioned that when I first started getting into resistance training, I used these weight machines. The reason is these machines can help you get a feel for how to perform the move properly and in general can help protect you from injury. This is because the machines restrict your range of motion, so that when you're performing the movement, your form is nearly perfect. Now, why am I saying nearly perfect? Imagine, you're using the shoulder press machine, let's say. Oh, and if you're not quite sure which one that is, it's the machine where you sit in what looks like to be a high back chair with a handle placed in front of each shoulder. You grab the handles with both hands, and again, while seated, you press them to the sky. As you press your hands up, your shoulders kick in to help you lift those handles. And as you lift, the machine guides you through the perfect motion. But even though the motion is perfect, injuries can still occur if, for example, the weight being used is too heavy. But there are other ways these machines can lead to injury. We need to remember the importance of breathing properly. As you lift the handles during a machine shoulder press, like I just described, you want to breathe out. As you bring your hands back down, you want to breathe in. You want to use the same breathing technique for any weightlifting exercise. Now, an easy way to remember when to breathe in and out is to use this rule. Breathe out upon exertion. So, when you exert the most effort, that's when you exhale. But a common mistake, even when folks use these machines, is to hold their breath. Also, have you ever seen people just swinging the weights back and forth when they're using these machines? The machines are supposed to help restrict movement, but yet somehow these folks have found a way to cheat. It's better to use controlled movements to prevent any kind of injury. So when I see folks swing the weights like that, they're often using a weight that's either too heavy or too light. When you're just starting out, aim for a weight that you can lift 12 to 15 times. As you become more comfortable with the machine, you can increase the weight so that you can lift it 8 to 10 times. Here's a helpful tip. As you lift the weight and are exhaling with exertion, count to 3. So, as you lift the weight and exhale, count 1, 2, 3. Then, as you lower the weight, inhale and again count 1, 2, 3. That'll make sure that you're not swinging the weight and you're not moving too quickly. Oh, and another thing I love about these machines is that you can increase and decrease the amount of weight you're lifting really easily. Usually, it's as simple as moving a pin to a new weight on the weight rack. I also love using these machines for exercises that simply aren't practical to do with free weights. For example, let's say you want to work on your glutes and hamstrings. The leg curl machine is great for building up those muscles. That's the one where you lay flat on a bench, face down, and place the backs of your feet under a padded bar. You then lift your feet, and while you lift, the bench keeps your knees still, forcing you to only use your glutes and hamstrings. Can you imagine trying to do this move with free weights? It wouldn't be all that practical and wouldn't be great for balance. But machines like these can be great for isolating certain muscle groups. And yes, I know you could perform deadlifts and squats to hit the glutes and hamstrings and quads, but that's not always practical depending on the person's injury history, whether they're a beginner, whether they want to just isolate those muscles, and so that's why I'm not mentioning those here. So as long as you're using the machines properly and safely, you can absolutely get results. Now back to your question, Chris, when would you want to consider graduating from the machines onto free weights? What about those like stability muscles and things like that? I usually recommend folks incorporate free weights into their routine because using free weights forces you to use those little muscles you didn't know existed, like those little muscles that help with balance. Remember how I mentioned that machines help keep your form perfect? Well, it's kind of a catch-22 because the machines restrict your movements, so some of the smaller stabilizing or balancing muscles may not actually kick in. Let's use the shoulder press example from before. When you ditch the shoulder press machine and try to perform the same move but with dumbbells in each hand, you may find that initially it feels odd. As you press the weights towards the sky, your arms might start to move too far forward or too far backward as you try and balance the weight. But just know that this is perfectly normal. What's happening is all those little muscles that weren't being used when we were using the machines have now kicked in, and that helps you balance the weight. In fact, you may find that the next day, you start to feel sore in places you didn't even know existed. So this is why I like incorporating some free weights into a resistance training program. Some exercise physiologists have also argued that don't only run on treadmills or don't only use stationary bikes. Try and run outdoors or use a real bike because those trigger some of those stabilizing muscles as well. When you're jogging outside, you have to avoid that little crack in the pavement or you have to adapt to uphill and downhill grades, whereas on a treadmill, you don't. When you're bicycling outdoors, you have to use all sorts of stabilizer muscles to help keep you upright. So the bottom line is this: using machines for building muscles, isolating specific muscle groups, and strengthening your bones is great. I especially like to recommend them when someone is brand new to resistance training. But to be sure you work your muscles to their fullest extent, definitely incorporate some free weights every now and then. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Chris. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question, you can call it in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. If you submit a question through our website, you can listen back to it, you can make corrections, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you again so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalist, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.